George W. Bush lobbies Republicans to work with Joe Biden on amnesty for illegal aliens. By John Binder on May 2, 2021. Former President George W. Bush is lobbying House and Senate Republicans to work with President Joe Biden on amnesty for illegal aliens. In an interview with the Dispatch podcast, Bush said Biden and Republicans ought to strike a deal to provide amnesty, at the least, to illegal aliens enrolled in or eligible for former President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program. I think piecemeal probably makes sense, and I think the president, if I could be so bold, is calling Republicans like-minded and saying let's see if we can get something done, Bush said. Comprehensive may be too big of a reach right now, Bush continued. Like if they can get DACA done with some kind of border enhancement, you know, plans to give Republicans comfort in voting for the bill, then all of a sudden there's confidence to be gained. The statements come as Bush helps lead a charge among a Democrat-Republican coalition, big business interests, and the open borders lobby to provide amnesty to potentially millions of illegal aliens, a plan to which Biden gave a resounding endorsement in his first address to Congress last week. In the address, Biden touted his amnesty for 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the United States while also urging Congress to pass two other amnesties, one for potentially 4.4 million illegal aliens and another for 2.1 million illegal aliens working on farms. Bush, in recent weeks, revealed he is working the Koch Network, run by the billionaire Koch brothers' estate, to help Biden pass amnesty for illegal aliens. Not passing amnesty, Bush previously said, was his biggest disappointment as president. The push comes as a survey from the pro-migration, Koch-funded Cato Institute reveals the extent to which Bush is out of step with Republican and conservative voters, as well as the majority of Americans. The survey found 6 in 10 Americans want less overall immigration to the U.S., including 75% of Republicans and 76% of conservatives. Similarly, the survey showed 72% of Americans would prefer less immigration to the U.S. and more public benefits over more immigration and less public benefits. Likewise, the survey confirmed opposing birthright citizenship is a mainstream Republican-held position. In exclusive statements to Breitbart News, Republican staffers on Capitol Hill described Bush as an irrelevant globalist who does not represent the GOP's base of voters or the majority of those in elected office. Republicans are well aware that his presidency was a national disaster on this issue as he failed to act when needed. Bush immigration policy has no impact today other than a reference on what not to do, one House GOP aide said. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.